I get into my car, right leg first, then left. I sit down. Immediately, my knees draw closer and closer together, and eventually kiss together. CP is relentless. It's a constant game of push and pull. I pull while it pushes, and if I push, it pulls. The truth of the matter is, I've never put the amount of effort into my therapy that I should have. And recently, when I met up with my therapist, Kathy, for the first time in over 20 years, I told her exactly what I told you. And she responded by saying, "You hated me." I didn't hate her. I hated the situation. Therapy. Standing up straight. I looked down. I'd see my feet. You could fit a matchbox car under my feet, and you can to this day, when I'm standing up, because of the arch in my feet. I look at my curled toes, and I picture someone, while standing up, gently slip their shoes on. I can't do this. Maybe you can, but I can't. Going through airports and security lines, I have to sit down, take my shoes off, and put them on. And I'd be lying to you if I said, it doesn't bother me. I look at my lower legs, they're pointing in one direction, and my knees in the other. I go to a mirror. I stand sideways. I see my profile. I see how far my butt sticks out because my pelvis has never moved. This thing's got me. I've got one choice. I can make this pressure burst my pipes, or I can turn this pressure into a diamond. I choose the latter. I'm that annoying cough that you just can't kick. I'll piss you off and it'll make you sick. I turn a 5-minute walk into the sun into a second-to-second fog-ridden manhunt. Hello, I'm adversity, and I show a man to himself.